This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk some trade deals in the first part of the program today. Daryl Lease will join us from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. President Trump tweeted, "The best is yet to come." I don't remember if that was this morning or over the weekend or what, but he was referring to the fact that the economy is doing great, but it's going to be even doing greater when these trade deals kick in. So we're going to get Daryl's thoughts on some of where we're at with that. On the program today, some soybeans were purchased by the Chinese not long ago, so we want to dig into that story too. Bottom of the hour, we're going to, I have a couple of clips that hasn't really received much attention, but we are you aware that we have President Trump authorized some military airstrikes on Iranian targets in Iraq and Syria that had been targeting our forces. So, you know, that's significant news. Airstrikes against the Iranians here because of their antics, which I love. The Iranians have been, you know, to think of the idea that Heidi Heitkamp and others thought it was a good idea, Barack Obama, to, enter a deal with the Iranians and that they could be trusted is just disgusting to me. Just disgusting. The least of which... Well, I don't know where I want to put it on the scale, but, you know, all of these improvised explosive devices, IEDs that you heard about, that were the number one killer of our troops, for instance, in Iraq and Afghanistan, guess who made them? Guess who shipped them in? Iran. And so I'm glad to know the president, when he gets the intel, does what he needs to do. We have some clips on that. Mike Pompeo was down in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, yesterday, Palm Beach, with the president briefing him on that particular situation. So, tell you about that. We also have Nate Tangway to talk a little bit about the countdown to the NDSU Bison heading back to Frisco, Texas. A little bit of news here for you. Fargo Travel Advisory is going to be lifted at noon today. City services will begin at noon as well. 19th Avenue North remaining closed. All right, so the travel advisory being lifted. But 19th Avenue North remaining closed. We'll keep you posted on all of that. Lots of pet peeves flowing in, and we'll keep those coming. You can text them at 701-367-2054 or Todd's at 226-8503. Let's see here. Driver too close to rear bumper. Makes me nuts. I saw a lot of that in horrible conditions coming back from Minneapolis on Saturday. And you just want to reach out and you know, have a little word. That's what I want to do. Reach out and have a little word with somebody that pulls that routine. Isn't that what you want to do, Todd? You want to reach out and just have a little word with them. Think, are you crazy? One little hiccup, and boom, you got a full-on collision here. They don't care. So that's a good one. I'm with you. All right, Daryl Lease is here. Daryl's the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Let's talk some trade issues today. Any questions or comments for him are welcome. You can text me, 701-367-2054. You can call us at 800-228-0550. Daryl, how you doing? Happy tween Christmas and New Year holiday here. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I hope everyone down there is doing well, despite the winter storm you guys have been having.
Somebody yesterday texted me from Minot saying, "Ha ha, it's hunky dory here."
I would never text and say ha ha. We were blessed to actually have some sunshine yesterday while I was watching the news reports and watching the social media reports of our friends down in the southeast part of the state, Minnesota, South Dakota, just and part of Nebraska, getting more than they need right now.
I think city folk don't totally understand the kind of impact this puts on a farm and a ranch, but it's especially folks with livestock. This is tough, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a real tough situation out there, and The fortunate thing is there's not a whole lot of, you know, calving going on and things like that. So we're not seeing the videos we did this spring of guys trying to get calves into shelter and wading through 6-foot snowbanks and trying to get things cleared that way. So there's a silver lining to it. It's pre-calving season storm, but still causes a lot of issues and puts stress on the livestock out there and stress on the farmers and ranchers themselves.
One question I want to ask you a little bit about. President Trump tweeted, the best is yet to come, referring to the fact that while the economy is doing very well, these trade deals have yet to bear fruit for the economy. I mean, obviously the market likes them, and you cut a deal and they get happy, but the real benefit is when you start actually selling some stuff and opening up markets. Do you agree with the president that the future looks even greater because of these trade deals?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited, Scott, about that. I think that we're going to see some historic numbers out there. You know, I had a chance, it's been 2 weeks ago now. In fact, 2 weeks ago tonight, to have dinner with Ted McKinney, who is the Undersecretary of Trade for the USDA. And he had dinner with a bunch of us Midwest State Farm Bureau presidents. And, you know, I can't divulge a lot of information that he shared there in confidence, but he was very excited about what was going to come in these trade deals. He said all of agriculture is going to win, which in turn all of industry is going to win, and which in turn these small main streets are going to win, because everyone knows you put money in farmers and ranchers' pockets, where does it go? It goes to the small town businesses, it goes to the equipment dealers, it goes to the bigger town businesses when they go there to visit and take days and take their family and enjoy some time. So I think it's going to be a pretty big deal, and 40 to 50 billion a year over the next 2 years, that's double China's biggest year, and that's just China. That's not talking about what's going to happen after the first year with the Japan deal that was signed, USMCA. I mean, there are things going to happen, I think, very rapidly. Now, rapidly in the world of economy and of economics, 6 months to a year, we're going to see some huge changes.
Well, of course, politically speaking, that's why the president is tweeting what he's tweeting, because that time frame works pretty well with, America focusing on an election and how things are doing themselves. Rank these for me. So what do you think, for instance, for your members, North Dakota Farm Bureau, North Dakota in general, will be the biggest win?
Oh, boy. I hate to single just one out. But there's
give
a lot
your top
of
three. How about your top three?
Top three? Top three, I think we're going to see corn, soybeans, and wheat benefit very, very favorably from the China trade deal. And wheat being kind of the hidden gem in that old deal. I don't know so much about soybeans being the big benefactor of being shipped directly to China. I think we're going to see them increase also. But I think where we're going to see it is the corn and soybeans being used here in the United States to grow poultry and pork to ship over there with the decimation that's happened in their pork herd over there.
You've been talking about that for a long time, but explain that. What happened there, by the way, a particular commodity, pork, that they like a lot over there, right? So talk a little bit about what's changed there.
Well, African swine fever, which is a very devastating disease, and boy, we're doing everything we can in the livestock industry to prevent those devastating diseases that come mainland United States here, but all of Asia, China, has the issue with that, and I mean, there's speculative reports of over 50% to 70% of their hog herd is affected by it, and when you look at that, pork is their number one staple protein when it comes to meat, and they like it. They need it. That's a part of their diet. They got a lot of mouths that has to get that, you know, food into their system, which is the pork is their main thing. And they have lifted this story isn't getting the traction of anything else out there, but they have lifted the tariffs on pork, or are in the process of lifting the tariffs on pork, because they need it. They need a lot of it. That gives opportunity here for farmers and ranchers here to grow some of those meat proteins, which, let's grow it here. Let's send them that pork product instead of sending them soybeans and corn. Let's feed them here. Let's create the jobs here. We need truckers hauling more of that soybean. We need manufacturing out there of soybean meal. We need more hogs being raised. We need more slaughter, which puts people to work. Let's keep that money here as much as we can and send them that value-added product. That's value-added agriculture. That livestock industry can be the biggest thing for North Dakota. Well, if we change some of our laws and our attitude here, but they'll use it no matter where. You know, Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa, if that's where them pigs are being produced, our producers will send their corn and soybean there.
We're probably going to have more benefit just of the market for corn and soybean because of that demand than we are actually on the hog side, just because we seem to have trouble building any kind of hog operations in the state, right?
Yeah, and it, you know, still be better done here, but, you know, take a little more of that basis out of the out of the picture.
Interesting. Short break. Back with more. We're chatting with Darrell Lease, president of North Dakota Farm Bureau, about trade deals. Questions or comments for him, welcome. Text him at 701-367-2054 or call us. 701-258-0550. More after this. Don't go away. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for that, folks. Appreciate it very much. Hope you had a fantastic Christmas holiday. And a couple of days for most folks to have a regular day. That would be, I guess, east of, pretty much west, rather, of Jamestown. Because everybody else is in a little bit of a pickle here weather-wise, digging out. And one piece of news we do have, NDSU has decided to close for the entire day, the remainder of the day, due to ongoing weather conditions and the time necessary to prepare campus following the storm. So we know that. We talked earlier with Brian Neewen, North Dakota Highway Patrol captain, talked about drifts near bridge decks on the interstates, 20 feet high in many cases, and taking an enormous amount of time to get things open, thought within the next few hours, but a lot of work to be done there. So there's certainly plenty to be done yet as well. We are brought to you in part today on What's on Your Mind by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Todd, tell us about what you're driving right now.
A collector's item with that Regal Tour X. I tell you what, a bunch of 2020 HDs are beginning to roll into heated steering wheel. Wouldn't that feel good right about now? Especially if you were to, let's say you were to get go around a snowgate and get stuck. For the sake of discussion, at least you keep your hands warm, right? Not to mention the heated seat and all that stuff. Get your Schwann Buick GMC.com and don't go around the gates.
Don't go around the gates.
Just saying.
Good
I shouldn't
advice.
Have to say that, but yeah.
Back with Daryl Lisa, North Dakota Farm Bureau. I mentioned before the break, and you're talking about this opportunity because of the situation in China on the hog side, and obviously there have been some well-known proposals for projects that have happened. They seem to be being built everywhere around us, but not in North Dakota for a variety of reasons of permits and local concerns and whatnot. Any breakthrough there you could see coming where there could be some cooling of this? I mean, I don't like the reputation of no being the answer to this, especially when that opportunity is out there. But I know this is not an easy thing in local communities and counties as well. What's the way forward here?
Well, I think the way forward here is people got to realize, do we want to produce this stuff here? Do we want to put more money in our farmers and ranchers' pocket right here in North Dakota? Do we want to put more money into the local economies, these small towns? Or do we want to bury our head in the sand and say, well, they can grow that and produce that somewhere else? And it will. It will be done, whether it's in another state or another country, which is really disturbing if that happens. But I think a breakthrough that has to happen, I think, is at the government level, at all levels of government, whether it's cities, townships, counties, and at the state level, we need people in those administrative positions, in those elected positions, to understand the importance that livestock can have and has had on North Dakota up till this point, but the bigger role it can play for our egg producers and our egg economy. All politicians want to brag about, oh, we want value-added this and value-added that. We want value-added egg products. The number one way to add value to our farmers and our egg products is livestock, and we need the support of every elected politician, and I think we need to remove the ones that don't support us.
I want to ask you about a story that I saw, I'm not even sure where it was, I guess Fox Business, about China ramping up their U.S. soybean purchases to a 20-month high ahead of the a partial trade deal. So, this is something that's been promised a few times. You trust but verify. You hope it comes. But this seems to be them keeping their word here, and obviously something that you and others were saying at the time that these tariffs were first announced, that this was going to be a process that was going to take some time. You see that as being good news?
Yeah, that's very good news. And, I think I've said on your show before, Scott, we've seen these reports of, China makes a goodwill buy of this or a goodwill buy of that. They're a communist nation. They don't make goodwill buys of anything. They make buys out of necessity and need. And that's what they were doing. They were holding off as long as they could. They were trying to buy as much as they could from other countries in hopes that they could get along down the road, get to the next election, and not have to make a deal. Well, guess what? Their economy's in the tank. Their people are getting hungry. They're getting, there's unrest over there. And they need to take care of their people. They're buying out of need and necessity. It's not goodwill. And a 20-month high in the soybeans is very great proof that it's out of need and necessity, not goodwill.
Texter says, we're concerned about if the USMCA will be of benefit to the cattle rancher. We're firm believers of country of origin labeling for all cattle products that are brought to the U.S. and passed off as U.S. beef. Why was country of origin labeling not a part of USMCA. The cattle rancher is hurting financially and feel cool would have been a great benefit to us. Thanks for your answer.
Well, we believe at NDFB that we have the ability to put the origin of that beef or pork or whatever it is on the label now. We believe in labeling through the free market system, and there's people that are doing it out there. There's a small percentage of the population that will actually pay a premium for a verified USA beef product. There are people fitting that niche out there, but it's not the masses. The masses are still point price buyers. Good example. Studies have been done. You ask people at the front door of a grocery store, is it important if your beef comes from the United States and you know it comes from there? Yes, yes, yes. They check all the boxes, yes. When you follow them back and you watch their buying habits, over 85% of them still are price point buyers. They're going to buy the price point because of maybe they need to based on their budget, or that's what they do. They price shop and they buy the best that they can get for the least amount of money that fits in their budget. I believe that, yes, we should have labeling done through the private market, the free enterprise system. In fact, you've got some folks that you advertise for, Scott, that are doing that very thing. They are putting out there, this is North Dakota beef, right here in the United States, grown, finished, right here, slaughtered right here. That's great.
Yep.
Let the free market do it.
Makes sense. Let's see here. Also wanted to ask you, you mentioned earlier wheat you thought was going to be a big winner. USMCA had, a big win that actually happened with Senator Kevin Cramer and President Donald Trump on a trip of his to North Dakota, where they talked about this, and the president went up and said, hey, we get this deal done, we're going to put this in the deal, and they did, related to the grading of wheat. Explain the win there for North Dakota growers.
So wheat in Canada that we sell up that way, now, wheat goes back and forth across the border. We see it in the northern border up there, especially in the northwest, a lot in Durham. But it's automatically feed grade. And they don't get the benefit of having number one milling or whatever. It's automatically discounted to that 50, 60, 70% level of what number one would be, because it was supposed automatically just thought of as feed grade, where when theirs comes down here, they get it graded, actually, and can make number one milling. And so that imbalance has been fixed in the USMCA. And you know what? If this USMCA would have been signed and done when it should have been last spring and summer, we'd have had some folks benefiting from a 50 to 70 cent price difference on Durham if they could have shipped it across that border more readily and gotten the grading system that they deserved.
But, of course, we needed the political win for one Nancy Pelosi at the expense of farmers. You're absolutely right. And now it's very obvious what was going on there. Well, the future is bright. President Trump is correct, according to Daryl Lease, with all the statistics we heard today. And looking forward to finding out more about it. And just that one thing there with wheat and grading, the economic impact and the price, pretty incredible. Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate it. Take care. Merry Christmas.
All right. Happy New Year to everyone.
Same to you. More coming up, folks.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll-free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strikes were successful. The pilots and aircraft returned back to base safely.
That's Secretary of Defense Mark Esper discussing a U.S.-led military strike in Iraq and Syria targeting an Iranian-backed Iraqi militia blamed for a rocket attack that killed an American contractor.
The targets we attacked included three targets in western Iraq and two targets in eastern Syria that were either command and control facilities or weapons caches for Kitab Hezbollah.
Hundreds of people were celebrating in the streets of Monsey, New York last night, a night after a man with a machete attacked people at a Hanukkah party in a rabbi's home there. About 300 people from the Light of Life Synagogue celebrated the dedication of a new Torah just blocks from the house where those five people were stabbed. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Oh yeah, candles burning low, lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice everywhere we go. Choirs singing carols right outside my door.
That's what Christmas means to me. See, to me, it's still Christmas. It's the Christmas season. I'm sticking to it right to the last hour, the last day. Right here, Todd. Plus, how many times can you play Auld Lang Syne? You know what I'm saying? And all acquaintance be forgotten. How was that? I was expecting a little critique of my fine rendition of Auld Lang Syne there for you. No? No. All right. He had to go get coffee, didn't he? Yeah, he told us to. He was gonna go have a little coffee. Exactly right. Oh, you're talking. I can't hear you. Why would it be that all of a sudden I can't hear Todd now, Daniel? Any idea? Can you hear him? You can't hear him either. You pushed something, Todd. You spilled your coffee on a button. I know you did. That was the bottom line. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I wanted him to give me a bad time at all legs right there. Listeners are saying they're not hearing you either, according to my text update here. 708, yeah, he's connected, but we don't hear him. I don't know what's going on. It's coffee on the button. 701-367-2054 if you'd like to text me. While I tell you about the energy of North Dakota. Should we do that? Let's do that. What's going on right now in oil and gas country in North Dakota? The game is changing, folks. The game is changing in a big, big way. By that I mean right here in North Dakota, yes, second largest oil and gas producer in the United States, second only to Texas. So that in and of itself, pretty extraordinary, right? We are the second largest producer of oil. But if you want to back away from that a little bit and think about what we do together in the U.S. now, we have no longer a need to fear every hiccup globally. Because of what is happening right here. This is American ingenuity. This is a combination of hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling and a level of talent and technology that is just absolutely staggering. That's what's done all this. It really has. And through that, a whole lot of great things. This is our abundance. It's America's strength. And there's nothing but good there. There's the innovation stories they tell you about. There's opportunity because there's great jobs. There's sustainability. This is going to be a long, long time. Prosperity, progress, all of that. We want that, and we get that from the energy of North Dakota. So it's pretty dang cool. That's for sure. Okay. Todd, can you hear me now? You don't hear Todd. I don't hear Todd. Now, you're going to push some buttons, Daniel? We heard Todd perfectly fine earlier. I was about to have Todd play a couple of clips of Mike Pompeo. Oh, there he is.
I don't know who pushed what. Different here. I haven't touched a thing.
Yeah, I didn't either. You did touch that. God, Pat Bay, Fat Cable.
You can play all the Christmas music you want, but don't play Silver Bells. You know why?
Why?
The lyric, soon it will be Christmas Day. I think we're about 60 days away.
It's out of sync, you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
Or at least dump it out before it gets to that part, because it seems sort of strange. Because
I don't want to be a liar, I would like you to play Mike Pompeo about a story that has received very little attention. In fact, I was reading White House press pool readouts from the president's day yesterday, and it talked about Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, along with the Defense Secretary and the National Security Advisor, coming down to Mar-a-Lago. You know, some of those folks, the National Security Advisor is usually there with them. But, you know, to have the Defense Secretary, Secretary of State, and the National Security Advisor with them, you knew something was going on. So, like, what's happening? So they had a little briefing for the media to tell them what they briefed the president about. And here's a little piece of that from Secretary Pompeo.
This was a defensive action designed to protect American forces and American citizens in Iraq. And it was aimed also at deterring Iran. This was an Iranian-backed rogue militia acting to deny the Iraqi people their basic sovereignty.
So we fired... You lost Todd again?
What?
Or was it just over? He's there. I think it was just done. I think the clip was just over.
Yeah. It ended abruptly.
It did. The missiles, and I hate that, by the way. I don't know why the media does that. They chop things off. It's just, let him finish. Let him take a breath at the end of it, and then I know it's done. It's no big deal. But anyway, that's people down in Mar-a-Lago, and they probably had too many cocktails in the kiddie pool. Anyway, here's the the thing I think is significant about that. We're firing missiles into Iranian interests. We know what they're doing. And they've not, this is not new, folks. Chances are, if you lost a loved one in Iraq, it was at the hands of IED. Remember, we had the 141 military police in North Dakota. You know what they did? Hunt for IEDs. They were bomb hunters. They'd go out before any other motorcade or anything else, caravan, and find the improvised explosive devices which were built by Iran. So they're still doing this stuff. They're still threatening our troops. And so we go to where they are in Iraq. Iran in Iraq. Interesting. Iran in Syria. Interesting. Oh, they're fine. They're fine. They're fine. Yeah, let's just slap their wrist a little bit and let them continue to do whatever they want to do. Now, I don't know why they didn't get any attention, but I think it deserves some. And at least it got a little here. On what's on your mind. All right, 258-0550, last chance to weigh in today on any and everything. We did ask you earlier a little bit about the pet peeves. These were mainly meant to be like blizzard, bad weather pet peeves. Here's a texter, kind of a wise guy, I think, Todd, says, I have a whole zoo full of pet peeves. Yeah. You and me both. Running red lights on State Street in Bismarck. Is that a thing, Todd?
It is. Seems to be a thing just about everywhere, but that seems to be one of the more common ones. Yeah.
Yeah. The president of Farm Bureau does make some sense on the country of origin labeling. So then how about we make it mandatory free market? So then make it mandatory. Free market will only help the packers. That meat from other countries is the same price at the grocery store, so who makes out the packers? Not sure I got all that. The president of Farm Bureau does make some sense on country of origin labeling. So then let's make it mandatory. Free market will only help the packers. That meat from other countries is the same price at the grocery store, so who makes out the packers? Well, if you're saying the president of the Farm Bureau, which was Darrell Lease, who was on with us earlier, is making sense on country of origin labeling, then you can't at the same time say make it mandatory. Because he's saying the free market is the one that should dictate it. Use the example of Schweitzer's on the air saying, hey, we have North Dakota beef. Come to Schweitzer's. Come to our plant. Texter says, this is for Todd. You ready, Todd?
I'm ready. Hit me.
Christmas is till January 6th or 7th for Orthodox Christians. Christmas is still going. That's true. Do you know the? That's why.
Well, then why does Silver Bell say soon it'll be Christmas Day then?
You'd have to take that up with Burl Ives. I don't know the answer to that. you and Burl are going to have to work that out.
Burl didn't write that.
Oh, I don't care. He sang it beautiful. Yeah.
We're going to split hairs over that. Good grief.
Canada cried like a stuck pig about cool, says another. I think the point is, things like that are going to be challenging in a trade deal, but all the benefit of that can be had with good marketing. And we can do it. I think it is sad, though, using Daryl's example, when you go to the supermarket and people are just going to buy the cheapest. It's sort of like, okay, Windex, or am I going to get the Walmart version of the Windex? I'm going to go with the Walmart version. It might be just a little bit different, but it's still blue. Still cleans my windows, and it's cheaper. I don't care. Now, I am a connoisseur of North Dakota beef. I love it. Love, love, love it. You'd never get me to buy anything but ever. But just put that label on and I'll know. Let's do it. Phil and Moorhead, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I just want to make the comment that if you lost a loved one in Iraq, it was because of George Bush and organized Jewish groups that lobbied for that war. You know, all these IEDs and stuff, it's all speculation. War is nothing but lies attached to it. So Trump's over there bombing brown-skinned people like everybody else. So thanks for taking my call.
Brown-skinned people. Merry Christmas to you too, Phil. Needs a little Christmas cheer, well, Phil. Sounds a little cold-hearted. Okay, a couple things there. One, find me someone, Republican or Democrat, that didn't think after 9/11 it was necessary to go take on terrorism where it was being planned and plotted and brought here. And yes, you can find some people, but it's a small group of people. So George W. Bush was leading the military. When you say Jewish groups, if I were a Jewish group, I'd be a little concerned about some of the militant Islamic groups around the world, too. Nonetheless, what I said remains true. The number one killer among our troops in the war on terror, Iraq and Afghanistan, was Iranian-built improvised explosive devices. I guess you could make the argument, well, if we weren't there, then there wouldn't have been the killer. True. But my point is, a lot of people wanted us there, and, talking to people that were there, I know people who signed up after 9/11 happened. Take it up with them. Patriots, we call them. More after this.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Show off your school spirit with a My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. My School Spirit cards are free and available instantly with any Gate City Bank checking account. Choose from more than 45 school logos and get free unlimited ATMs everywhere in the world. Plus, Gate City Bank will donate $10 back to your school for each card ordered. Visit gatecity.bank/mycard to get your My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dream. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time.
Texture says, I hope you're proud of yourself. You always defend the big business. You just don't get it. Come visit with some ranchers out here that know what's going on, and we'll debate you any day. I believe I was simply reiterating what Daryl Lease had said from North Dakota Farm Bureau. I know that North Dakota Farm Bureau has a whole lot of, you know, small farmers that are part of the big business. And I have to say, I've talked to ranchers on both sides of this issue. You know, that people feel strongly both ways. I love hearing both sides, so I'd come out and listen to somebody debate every day, but you're not going to get a debate with me. You're just going to get someone that's going to listen and say, well, I just, when it comes down to it, I always think the free market is the way to go, and that mandatory is the last possible choice. I think the big issue on American beef is U.S. beef has to be from the standpoint of let nobody anywhere within the sound of my voice doubt that it's what you need to have. That it's absolutely positively what you need to have. That's the big issue. Start there. And then, you know, labels and those other things can come later. But I'm open to listen. Invite me out. Invite me out. We're doing the What's on Your Farm campaign. We're looking for farms, ranches to broadcast the show from and learn. So send us a note. Happy to have you. All right. It's time for Nate's Notes, sponsored by Gate City Bank. Locations all across the state of North Dakota. We're joined by four-time national champion Nate Tangway. And he joins us on our Newsmaker line with the countdown to Frisco. Nate, how you doing?
Oh, man, life is good. I just, I've been digging out my car just to be able to try and get out of the parking lot.
You and pretty much everybody else, huh? Unbelievable amount of crazy weather going on. What, now that the Christmas hubbub has slowed down just a tad here, and we have an opportunity to really start thinking about the days ticking away till we get to Frisco, what's the big buzz? What are you hearing right now?
I mean, the guys are feeling good. I mean, that's all I know. They had an awesome Christmas break. They got great senior leadership. So, I mean, they're not going to miss a beat, man. But they know how tough this game is going to be. James Madison is a formidable team with good coaching and, you know, a team that lost us in the national championship. So they're gonna be out for revenge. I'm excited for it, man.
You have said for some time you wanted James Madison, and you wanted it largely because there was, you know, bad blood's maybe a little bit strong, but just a fierce sense of competitiveness. These teams don't like each other much. You think that's going to be every bit as alive on the gridiron as at any time in the past with this team?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we felt a lot of resentment because of 2016 when they came into the Dome and beat us, and then they're feeling it because we won a close one in Frisco in 2017. So, I mean, you know, it's some different players, but there's still those seniors, you know, like the Riley Stapleton, who was a really good wide receiver for him right now, was playing with us. And Josh Hayes had to go against them. So, I mean, you know, as a true freshman. So, I mean, that's just an exciting matchup. And they're going to be telling all those younger guys that are playing now that weren't involved in that game about how much this means. So I know for a fact they're going to come out. And I'm interested to see how their new coach is. I know their other guy was pretty cocky about everything, and I wonder how this new coach is.
Does that matter? I mean, if I take you back to the lead up to the national championships that you were part of, were you paying attention to a cocky coach or player here or there?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things like when you have the dinner before the lunch, before the game, the day before the game, I think it is. And, you know, you're supposed to go in, you know, nice clothes, a tie, or just dress super nice, you know, slacks, that type of thing, dress shoes. And they come in their jumpsuits, you know. So it's just things like that where they think they're better than everybody and they don't follow the rules that way. So that's the thing that really frustrated us. Or the coach saying that, no, he's going to bring his whole team to the, all the starters are going to go to the, helping all the kids thing, like the community service event. And then all of a sudden, none of those guys come. So, you know, that's the type of thing that he was doing, before, and just telling Coach Kleiman that he wasn't, or that he wasn't going to do it and did it anyways. So.
Very interesting. Now, what kind of things are the players doing right now as we get closer and closer to this? Obviously, the normal routine with practicing, right?
Yep, practice, lift, rehab, and film. I mean, that's literally your entire day. It's kind of like a fall camp. You know, we call it winter camp, and it's you watch your practice. All you do is study on everybody, and it's, you know, a 12-hour day. It's just football, man. It gets tiring. It gets annoying when you just have to keep going against your own guys again. When you really didn't do that during the regular season. So once you get to the winter camp, you get sick of each other again, and you just want to get to the championship and play somebody different.
And you say watching film. So you by the time you get to the game, you know these guys' moves. You know, look at this lineup. Here's what's coming.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you literally run the same plays
against the scout team in practice at least 2,000 times. So it's, you get so sick of it because by the time they just get down in their stance and you see the formation, you're like, okay, it's 3rd and 3. They're going to run a counter this way. You know exactly
what's
going to happen.
Great story. I love it. I love it. Nate, we'll talk to you Friday. Thanks for pumping us up. Gate City Bank sponsors Nate Tengway on What's On Your Mind.
Probably most famous for the hot spring spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30-$40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price, and literally you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot springs, spas, and pool tables too. Come on in, check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, Spas, and Pool Tables too.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.